The politics of judicial nominations grew more acrimonious yesterday. Senate Democrats on the judiciary defeated the nomination of Texas Judge Priscilla Owen to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. President Bush condemned the vote as motivated by pure and ugly partisan politics. But NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports the saga of the Owen nomination is one of political struggle both outside and inside the Bush White House.
In Texas, Priscilla Owen was a protege of political strategist Karl Rove, who initially recruited her to run for the state Supreme Court and subsequently was paid some $250,000 for running her campaign. And when Rove moved to the White House as President Bush's chief political strategist, he once again sought to promote his protege, this time for a seat on a federal appeals court. The trouble was, one of the men who had served with Priscilla Owen on the Texas Supreme Court was also in the White House, President Bush's chief counsel, Alberto Gonzalez, and he was backing another more moderate Republican from the Texas Supreme Court. In the end, according to published reports, the more moderate candidate was told she was vetoed because of her judicial votes on abortion, and Owen got the nod. At Owen's confirmation hearing, though, and at the vote yesterday, Democrats put her abortion record front and center, portraying it as hostile to abortion rights. Senator Dianne Feinstein.
For those of us that happen to be pro-choice and who ran because we were pro-choice and who came to this committee with an intent of protecting a woman's right to choose, the issue of choice when it comes to the appellate court and the United States Supreme Court is extraordinarily important and relevant.
Arizona Republican John Kyle responded with a touch of irony.
I couldn't believe that those who had previously opposed litmus tests so eloquently would now impose them so brutally. The vote today will change the Senate for a long time.
As the debate unfolded, Democrats sought to focus on what they called Owen's extreme judicial opinions, while Republicans noted that yesterday's vote marked the first time the committee has rejected a nominee who received the American Bar Association's highest rating, Republican Orrin Hatch.
The sword of Damocles hangs over this committee and the Senate's constitutional role of advice and consent. Today is a day I believe we will long remember and regret on both sides of the aisle.
In truth, while judicial nominations have occasionally been contentious in the past, the political jockeying and bitterness has increased markedly over the last decade. Democrats conceded yesterday that Owen may indeed be the first nominee with a high ABA rating to be rejected. But they noted 10 Clinton appeals court nominees with identical ratings never even got a hearing at all, much less an up or down vote. With the Democrats now moving Bush nominees through at a rapid pace, though, Republicans are complaining not about the pace of the process, but the result. Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell had a warning for the Democrats yesterday.
We're passing some kind of threshold today that's different. Certainly in the 18 years I've been here, I'm not going to be voting, I don't think, in the future in the way I have in the past. And it is important to remember in the Senate what goes around comes around.
Some of this, of course, is political posturing. The reality is that both sides are waiting for the results of the November election. Judges may not be high on most voters' agendas, but the issue is good for fundraising on both sides and good for activating the party base. Finally, when the election returns are in, either the Republicans will control the Senate and the confirmation process, or the Democrats will, forcing the White House to deal or lose more nominees. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.